Ben Carr shot a 68, Wilson Andreskardt a 69, and the Georgia Southern men's golf team maintained its lead in the second round of the Schenkel Invitational Saturday at Forest Heights Country Club. The 19th-ranked Eagles, minus 23, hold an 11-shot lead over number 24 Mississippi State, minus 12, in Georgia Southern's home tournament. Kentucky, minus 5, is third, Middle Tennessee, minus 4, is fourth and Liberty, minus 2, rounds out the top 5. Sparked by an eagle on the 458-yard par 4 11th hole, Carr got hot and shot a 31 on the back 9 to move to the top of the individual leaderboard. It was one of two eagles on the day for the Eagles as Mason Williams chipped in for a 3 on the par 5 9th. Carr, minus 8, owns a 3-stroke lead over Kentucky's Alex Goff, minus 5, and Middle Tennessee's Michael Blanchard. Andrus birdied 3 out of 5 holes as he made the turn and added a birdie on 16 to move up 8 spots into a tie for 4th with teammate Hogan Ingram, who fired an even par 72 today. Parker Claxton was the final eagle counter today with a 72 and is tied for 9th. Williams, who led the field with a 66 yesterday, is in 8th. The field features 5 teams in the top 50 in the country, according to Golfstat. Georgia Southern is the defending champion and has won the event or finished runner-up in each of the last 5 times it was contested. 2020 was canceled. Scores: Team 272 minus 281 equals 553, minus 23, 1. Ben Carr 68 minus 68 equals 136, minus 8, 1. Hogan Ingram 68 minus 72 equals 140, minus 4, T4. Wilson Andrus 71 minus 69 equals 140, minus 4, T4. Mason Williams 66 minus 75 equals 141, minus 3, 8. Parker Claxton 70 minus 72 equals 142, minus 2, T9. Luke Dasher 74 minus 71 equals 145, plus 1, T27. Colin Bowles 75 minus 71 equals 146, plus 2, T32. Luke Koenig 73 minus 77 equals 150, plus 6, T50. Brantley Baker 74 minus 76 equals 150, plus 6, T50. Hayden Carner 80 minus 72 equals 152, plus 8, T60. Lindsey Cordell 81 minus 76 equals 157, plus 1, 3, T77. Playing as individual. Quotable from Coach Carter Collins: I'm really proud of the team today for staying patient. The first few pins were tricky, and they hit a lot of good putts that did not quite go in, but they waited for their run. Mason's eagle sparked the boys at the turn, and they finished strong on the back. They gained some positive momentum heading into tomorrow, and we are excited about the competition and the opportunities ahead. Hail Southern. Next up, the Eagles are paired with Mississippi State and Kentucky in Sunday's final round and tee off the first hole at 10 a.m.